Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Sam Newman on the AFL Footy Show doesn't shy away from controversy. So it wasn't any surprise that last night he came out on the show holding a baby dressed as Malcolm Turnbull. You might have seen the photo earlier in the week of our Prime Minister at the footy. He was watching the Swans play, holding his grandson, a baby, and drinking a beer. And he copped a bit of backlash for it, which, well, I thought was pretty ridiculous, to be honest. And so did Sam Newman. Have a listen.
I'm on the way to the footy to see the Roosters, my favourite side.
Who's Ed? That? The Roosters?
And Becca, the Roosters play the Cats. The Roosters, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, Becky did once upon a time say that, didn't he, the great man?
He did.
And you know what's seriously what's wrong with this country? No, I love it. I know I can move out if I don't like it, so don't shout out that... this country is rooted. I was going to bring my one-year-old granddaughter, who was one yesterday, my son and his wife said it'd be quite all right to bring her on. I'm the grandfather, so I could bring her on. But the government said you cannot bring a live baby after 6 o'clock onto a public television set.
Have you ever...
So this is not a baby, this is just a dummy. That's a dummy there. That's my baby, that's my granddaughter. Tell me this.
I'm so glad he didn't bring the real baby.
Tell me this. Why would you not be allowed to do that? And why would anyone worry about Malcolm Turnbull having a beer with his granddaughter, whoever it was, sitting on his lap? The country is rooted.
Gone absolutely mad.
I don't always agree with Sam Newman, but that is true. We get a bit ridiculous sometime. Let a granddad hold his grandson and have a beer. Come on, it's Australia. Now, it's a pretty important day today to sit down and remember our mates and the people around us. It's Are You OK Day, a reminder that everyday Aussies, you and me, have got what it takes to have a life-changing conversation with someone. And a local family who have had a pretty tough year is the Mitchell family after their son Jake lost his battle with depression in April this year, just a couple of weeks before his 21st birthday. His dad, Brendan, joins me on the phone this morning. Hey, Brendan, how are you guys doing?
Good morning, Izzy. How are you today?
I'm very well. Now... today's probably a day where you guys think, you know, sit down and go, geez, if only more people sat down and had the conversation. How important do you think it is for people to ask, are you okay?
Look, very, very important day to day is. Not only for the kids, but also for, you know, older family members. Just ask the question and, you know, you might be surprised the answer you get. There's people out there that are struggling that won't talk about it. So if we ask the question, if we keep asking the question, not only today, tomorrow, the next day, one day, if we can help some people, it's all good. But today's a very important day today to make that phone call to friends and family and just ask if everyone's doing all right.
Obviously, pretty close to your heart and your wife, Kylie, as well. Brendan, if you don't mind just sharing a little bit of Jake's story with us.
Yeah, he suffered depression for a lot of his life, anxiety, had a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol. Unfortunately, it beat him on April the 23rd this year. He took his own life. But from that, as I said, we can't help Jake anymore, but we've also got girls at home, our daughters that we need to look after, and family members. A lot of our friends have been fantastic with it all. But, yeah, so we've sort of thought, well, let's get our heads down here and let's try and raise a bit of awareness so other families don't have to go through what we go through.
Yeah, Brendan, I suppose sometimes it does feel a little bit uncomfortable to sit with someone you're close to and say, how are you tracking or how are you doing? Have you got any advice or any words that, you know, you wish more people said to each other?
I think you just need to ask the question, as you just need to say, like, one of my mates is having a bit of a time at the minute, and every day I ring him and, you know, I can hear in his voice if he's a bit down, and, you know, I just say, are you okay, what's going on? We need to talk about this and that and the other. And you just need to just ask the question. Let's not be embarrassed about it. Let's just ask the question, are you okay? Can I help? And as we've said 100 times, Lifeline, 13, 11, 14, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we can make phone calls. We've got Beyond Blue. We've got Black Dog Institute. Locally, we've got Headspace in Bendigo. They're all available for people to talk to if there is problems. So if we ask the question, we get the answer, we can guide them on where to go.
Yeah, we have some pretty amazing organisations. And as you said, Brendan, that number for Lifeline, 13 11 14. A great point to make too is that, you know, it's not, you're not alone if you are suffering with something like depression or anxiety. There are so many people and more people starting to feel comfortable about talking about it now. I know you guys are trying to help raise awareness for, you know, suicide prevention awareness, and especially today on Are You Okay Day. Can you just let everyone know what you're doing with Jake's Gemini car?
Jake's uncle owns Prestige Panel and Paint. They've painted the car for us. The car's actually finished now. We took it to the All Holden Day show up at the Prince of Wales Showgrounds, and we had a printout from your Facebook page, a picture of Jake, a little story about Jake, and Kylie and I had a heap of stickers made that it's okay not to be okay, and we sat there with the car and we were watching. We didn't stay with the car, but we've seen a lot of people read the story, take the sticker, which was great. So it already started people talking. You can see older people reading it and taking a sticker. So we're trying at the moment. We're just trying to find a venue before we can get a date organised. We're trying to get a car show going up and running for awareness for depression and suicide, and get Beyond Blue and everyone behind it, so we can raise a bit of awareness and we can start talking about it a little bit more open, and hopefully people don't have to get the phone call we got.
Absolutely, Brendan. Gosh, you guys are doing such a great job in taking such a tragedy and trying to help others. It is Are You Okay Day today. Lifeline, as you mentioned earlier, 13 11 14 for anyone who does want to reach out and have a chat to someone. Brendan, just one last message for all the Central Victorians out there who, you know, are going to call their mates today and check in. What would you say that they ask them?
Just if they're okay, and not so much about their day's work, just ask them if there's anything they can help with. Is there any problems they've got? Have they got any bad thoughts, or, you know, they've got problems thinking about certain things? And then from that, as I said, we can step forward. There's people that can help, that can step in, the professionals that can help, or go see a doctor and tell their doctor we've got a little bit of, you know, we don't feel right or something like that. We just talk about it. Just basically just talk about it and hopefully we can stop the stigma. And when you say mental health issues, people sort of walk away. We can stop that, and people can talk openly about it, and let's go and get some help for it.
Absolutely. The message of today is one conversation could change someone's life. So reach out to your mates today. Thank you so much, Brendan, and keep us updated on that car show because we want to get involved. I think it's a great thing that you're doing.
Thanks, Desi. Appreciate your call.
No worries at all. And say hello to Kylie for me, and we are thinking of you today. Are You Okay Day? Lifeline again, 13 11 14 on Triple M. Well, I'm asking the question on 13 27 10, if people still talk to their neighbours. I got to know mine on the weekend, and I must say it was really lovely. I asked the question on the Triple M Bendigo Facebook page last night. Jed said they're such good friends with their neighbours and all their kids go to the same schools that they carpool all the time. How handy would that be? Rhonda says that, you know, it's not always that easy. And Tracy says Christmas time is when you get to know your neighbours because of all your street parties. Let's go to the phones on 13 27 10. Simon is there. Do you know your neighbours, Simon?
No, I don't. And it's more so for work commitments. I mean, I'm starting at 7 and then I don't get home until about 6 o'clock that night. And yeah, I'm always stuck at home. But I know that they are Richmond supporters, so I'm hoping in about 2 weeks' time we all get to know each other real well.
Do you hear them barracking for the footy? How do you know they're Richmond supporters if you don't know them?
They've got the member stickers on the back of their car, as I do as well. So that's how I know.
Well, there's your icebreaker.
Me barracking, so yeah.
I love it. Good on you, Simon. Let's go to Tommy in North Bendigo. Tom, do you know your neighbours?
Look, I'm pretty lucky. As I've got a retired school teacher on one side, and my house sort of backs onto three or four others, and mine goes through to the next street. So a young couple at the back, but on the low side of my house, I have some Karen people, and there's probably about 20 of them, I reckon, that live there. Well, at any given stage, there's 20. But just the other week, they decided that they'd have a bit of a cook-up. And so they got a cow and slaughtered it. Well, it was already slaughtered, but they gutted it and did all of the preparation in the backyard.
Oh, you watched it all happen?
Yeah, and then just last weekend, they had some ducks that they knocked on the head, and they cook with a lot of garlic. And it's they don't speak a lot of English. You stick your head over the fence and say g'day, and they sort of just wave and smile.
Yeah.
Really nice people, but I don't know if they realise that you can't actually sort of do that stuff in your backyard.
Well, you've just told everyone, Tommy. Have they ever invited you over for a feast?
No.
Oh, that's what you're hoping for.
Don't know whether I would go.
Well, if you ever need a cup of sugar, maybe go to their house on the other side.
I'll go to the school teacher on the other side.
School teacher. I love that you know what everyone does. You're a sticky beak.
No. No, they tell me what they do.
Yeah, right. Oh, it is good to get to know your neighbours.
Very close-knit community in North Bendigo. We're not travelling all that well this week. We're hurting a bit, but we'll be right.
You'll be right after the footy loss on the weekend?
Yeah, can't win them every year.
That's right, Tommy. Thanks for calling, and you can join the conversation on our Triple M Bendigo Facebook page. These days, we barely even use CDs. Music is MP3s and all done over the internet. Here at the radio station, all the songs are in the computer. There isn't a CD or a tape in sight. But imagine if you gave a child a cassette tape these days. They wouldn't know what to do with it. It happened in the UK recently, and it's hilarious. Have a listen to this.
Give me a demonstration on how to listen to a tape. Oz, where do you put the headphones?
In there. No, you put it into a TV.
You didn't have TVs back in those days.
Well, when I was a child?
Yeah.
In the 80s, there weren't any TVs?
No.
You're just old.
Bees.
You getting any music out of those?
No.
I'm just getting rattles.
You're just getting rattles?
Yeah. How do you turn it on?
Do you think it needs batteries?
Yeah.
Where do you think the batteries might go?
How do you turn it on?
How do you turn it on?
Yeah. Is there a switch? I broke it.
Just push it back in.
Oh, I found it.
I really don't understand how you listen to music on this thing.
Oh, how times have changed. They're trying to shove in headphones and batteries into a cassette tape. Things are a little different now, I suppose. Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M. It's all thanks to Susie and the crew at Coolabah Turf. Sir Walter DNA certified, available all year round. Just check them out at coolturf.com.au. Now, we've all got something laying around the house that maybe has been broken for ages or rusty, but we don't really want to throw it out. We've just been meaning to get it fixed for a while. And if you're, you know, driving around going, that's me, well, maybe you need to head to the Repair Cafe. It's happening tomorrow from 10 till 1 at the Good Loaf, where all sorts of handy men and women will fix your stuff for you. Elsie is part of the brains behind it all and joins me this morning. Elsie, what a great idea.
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic idea. It actually started in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, a few years ago, and it's gradually taking up. In the last year, I think around the world there's been a lot of them happening, but I think we're up to about 30 or more in Australia now.
Wow. So they'll be obviously set up at the Good Loaf tomorrow morning from 10. What type of people will be there to fix, you know, what type of things?
Well, all sorts of people. So we've got sewers who can show you how to sew things and help you fix it. General sort of fix-it people who often tend to be blokes but aren't always, but people who like tinkering but know a lot about electronics and glues and, you know, the way mechanical things work. So a wide range. And, you know, we've got people who work with jewellery or specialist sort of things, fixing ceramics. I've learned a lot since I've been involved with it. And for instance, there are many kinds of glues. Right. And when you're gluing something together and it doesn't stick together, it's possibly because you've had the wrong glue. So there's a lot to learn from coming and talking to the fixers.
Amazing. Where did you find all these fixers, Elsie? Do you still need more people who are a bit handy to come and help you out?
Yeah, well, look, we always love more fixers because the more fixers we have, the more we can do it. And, you know, we could run more than one if we had a lot more fixers. We do one a month on the third Saturday of every month at the Good Loaf. But, yeah, anyone who believes they're good at fixing is probably good at fixing. So it'd be great if they got in contact or just turned up at the Good Loaf and joined us.
Such a great community idea, Elsie. What's the fee? I mean, if I rocked up and say I had, you know, my bike tyre was a bit punctured, I needed it fixed, and then I needed a skirt hemmed, could I turn up tomorrow? And what would the deal be?
Look, there's no fee, but we do, there's potential to give a donation, and we encourage that just to cover some of the costs around some of the things that people supply. But, I mean, it really works the other way, in that one of the main reasons people are doing it is to stop the cost of a whole lot of stuff going into landfill. So, you know, people save money by not throwing it away, but also we'd say, you know, it's having a big impact for the planet to stop having all this peak stuff. You know, every time you throw something away, probably something new gets made to replace it, and we're just getting more and more stuff, which we know the planet can't hold. So the cost of not doing it, you know, throwing something out is pretty high. The cost of saving it for you personally is great. And, you know, we a donation is good, but people are there donating their time because they're keen about, you know, trying to stop stuff, basically.
Yeah, I love it. It's just a bunch of good people who can fix stuff, gathering around for a cuppa and getting it done. That's what Bendigo's all about, Elsie. Thank you so much. And what a great idea. Good luck tomorrow. So you'll be at the Good Loaf from 10 till 1.
Thanks, Ez. Yeah, and just mentioning that we are an action group of Bendigo Sustainability Group, which they've been very helpful.
Absolutely amazing. You can visit the crew, whatever you've got broken, if you need something hemmed or a toaster or a bike or even some jewellery, the team will be down there tomorrow at the Good Loaf from 10 till 1. What a great idea. Gosh, I love Bendigo. It is Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M. Ditch the dirt and go with turf. Coolabah Turf, coolturf.com.au. If you need your lawn having a bit of a spruce up, go see Susie and the team. They'll look after you. Not sure if you caught it last night. There was a show on telly and it was called First Dates. Now, it's been around for a couple of years where two people sit down and have dinner together and then decide if they want to go on a second date. I've got to say last night's was probably the most Aussie date that can be out there. There was a truck-driving, mullet-loving guy called Jake who got ready in the shower with a bottle of rum, and he met Rebecca, who's a farmhand, and let's just say it sounds like they hit it off. Have a listen to this.
So I guess I better find out what you're looking for in a Sheila.
Laugh was a big thing, and you've done it, even though your jokes were crap.
Oh, they're hilarious.
They were just...
Don't fight it, they were hilarious.
I'll pay it, yep.
Damn.
I think you'll have to get along with the boys, but I reckon you'll be right. Mum will love you, so you'll be right there. Don't have to worry about that. Yeah, no, I reckon you're right. I reckon, no, that's it. Yeah.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
Not to me in particular, but... Well, I would,
I think you just asked me.
Oh, you're right.
I love it, as long as Mum loves you. It is Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M, and yes, we love to celebrate locals who are doing some pretty amazing things. And we know the Commonwealth Games are happening on home soil at the Gold Coast next year, and there's one guy who's pretty keen to get there. His name's Troy Hewkins, and he joins me now. Hello, Troy.
Hi, Erin. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, you are a strong man. Just let me know, you know, how you've come this far in weightlifting.
Okay, well, it rewards the people that stick around for a long time. And I started about 13 years old. I'm now 31. So, yeah, it helps to chip away over time, I guess.
Good on you, Troy. Now, you were at the qualifiers last week, if that's right, up on the Gold Coast. How did they go? Because I know you want to get to the Comm Games.
Yeah, it was a good stepping stone. I didn't think I'd do what it would take right now, but I've gone from fourth ranked in Australia to second.
Wow.
But I need to be ranked first. So I'm still currently 4 kilograms off that, so I'm definitely in contention still. But December's the main trials where it's going to be finalised, the team. So, yeah, that'll be a good event.
So just explain that to me. How can you be second best in Australia and not make the Comm Games yet? I mean, how many do they send through?
So there's 8 different bodyweight categories for men, and the way that it's being selected this time, we've been designated one spot per male category, and it doesn't really matter how competitive your division is, and it just happens to be that my 85-kilogram division is probably the most hotly contested divisions out of all of them. Yeah.
You tried out and you were this close, 4 kilos, you said. What's the goal now? I mean, where can you go from here?
Yeah, so the Commonwealth Games final nomination trials is in Sydney in December, and that's our last crack at making the team. And basically, whatever the best person does there goes to the games. So you just go there and have a crack and try and beat the guy next to you. And obviously the cream of the crop get to the trials, and then at the trials you'll battle it out for that spot. So currently I'm 4 kilos off the best guy, but we're all having another crack in December.
Good on you, Troy. We want to see the local guy pivot at the post, so we are right behind you. You'll be training hard in Bendigo. Where do you train here?
I actually train all over the shop. I don't have a home gym, but I train at my friend's gym, GB Strength and Fitness, and I also train at the Human Mechanics in Epsom.
Oh yeah, with RG.
And I also train a little bit. Yeah, I also train a little bit at home. I just sort of fit it in wherever, because I've got 2 young girls and a wife, and I just try and fit it in before work or after work, whenever it fits. And I'm also still coaching the sport too. So yeah, just I'm not training like a professional athlete, because it's still an amateur sport, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was on Facebook watching the live stream of you lifting last week, and I've got to say, the locals that were commenting, the people that are behind you, we really hope that you get to the Comm Games next year. Keep us updated, and we'll be right there with you for the ride, Troy. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ez.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.